Charlotte Hardy picks through what's left of her mother's trailer. There's an old table splintered into a thousand pieces. A weed eater sits bent on the soggy grass. A piece of aluminum siding hangs suspended 20 feet above the ground in a tree. But Hardy is looking for something smaller.
Clothes, pictures, you know, things with meaning. But, you know, everything's pretty much destroyed, so it's really hard.
Hardy's mother was severely injured in Wednesday morning's tornado that ripped her trailer off its foundation and flung it 100 yards away. The trailer, now unrecognizable for what it once was, is a mangled mess of glass, wood, and metal, sitting in a nearby field. The tornado killed Hardy's stepfather. Her mother is in a Cape Girardeau hospital, recovering from her injuries. Now, Hardy is looking for any fragment of a normal life for her mother to come home to.
She needs everything. She has nothing, you know. She lost everything she had, her best friend, her animals.
A chocolate lab, a chihuahua, two cats, six goats, none of them survived the storm.
I've never seen anything like this in Stoddard County before, except, you know, when I was a very, very young child.
That's Stoddard County Sheriff Carl Hefner. Trailers, barns, and combines stood little chance against the EF3's winds that topped out at 140 miles per hour. Giant trees were either uprooted, splintered, or busted in half. Luckily, Hefner says the storm narrowly missed the small town of Puxico, only 4 or 5 miles away.
Considering the, you know, the damage that was done, you know, we're very, very fortunate that we came out like this. Of course, there's a lot of people, it's going to take years for them to get their lives back together.
Normally, this patch of Stoddard County would be noteworthy for its rolling hills, forests, and nearby wetlands. But now, it's littered with the remnants of the Leap Day storm.
This is a rural area, and, you know, it's just widespread. This is all farming community. You know, you'll have a house here, and a mile down the road, you'll have another house. I mean, you can look around and just look and see how it is, you know. It's not like it was in Branson, where it just, you know, went in a commercial area.
The storm produced tornadoes across southern Missouri, starting at the Kansas border and tearing a path across the state to Oak Ridge, near the Mississippi River. From there, the storm continued its fury, producing the powerful tornado that killed six people and injured many more in Harrisburg, Illinois. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon surveyed the damage on Thursday, meeting with Charlotte Hardy and law enforcement officials. He says the loss of life would have been greater without well-trained emergency responders and educators.
But the breadth of these storms, it's not the only time we've seen this, where storms come off the plains, move very quickly from the southwest across our state, muster up into very strong and then weak and then strong and then weak. So everybody needs to watch that weather and see what's coming.
Meanwhile, Charlotte Hardy continues her search for her mother's personal items, venturing far beyond the tattered remains of the trailer.
It's like 2 miles that way that things are blown in. And I, you know, I've walked back there and I find shoes and I find this and I find that. And it's just so far to carry everything back. It's just like, oh, you know, what I do.
For now, all she can do is recover everything possible and hunker down before the next line of storms moves through Stoddard County. For KRCU, I'm Jacob McClelland.